Be'ezus Hashem, the shir should be a schos for Shlema for their friend Chaim Moshe ben Leah and Yaakov ben Chana, and of course a schos for Achenu Kol Yisrael and son about Sarva Shavio. Like to, we've been discussing the past couple of weeks the three brachos that Rav Meir and Menachos introduces, Shalei Asani Yigoi, Shalei Asani Oved, Shalei Asani Isha. And I would like to share a very, very interesting piece in the Siddur Ekech, and I think it could, it's a little bit hard to initially to grasp what he's saying, but perhaps we could give a hesber and it could shed a light on these brachos. And before we say what he says, I would like to share a Gemara in a Gemara in Menachos and Daf Lamed. The Gemara is talking about, just as an introduction, the Gemara is talking about the width of the Amudim on a Sefer Torah, the right, the Dafin. So how wide is a Shita? How wide is a line? Is the Daf? So the Gemara says it can't make it too wide because then there's a problem of ain of meshait dice. Your eyes, meaning when you, if it's so long, then when you get to the end of a line, your eyes could, by mistake, go to the wrong next line. So the Gemara says, how wide should it be? Says the Gemara, kigoin limishbuchoisechem gimel pa'anim. It should be like the word limishbuchoisechem three times. Now, how many letters is that? So it's very interesting. It's very interesting because the Gemara says it, limishbuchay seichem, with a vav. And then it's 10 letters, and then three times would be 30 letters. And in fact, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, I believe, passing like that, that it's supposed to be wide, 30 letters. It's about a tefach. But it's a very interesting thing because in the Torah, the word limishbuchay seichem that's found in the Torah does not have a vav. It's 9 letters. It's an interesting thing. But I don't know. They're not going with the way the Gemara brings it down. It's not the pasuk itself. The one place is by Parshas Bo, Mishchu Ukhu Lachem Tzoy L'Mishpuchay Seichem. The word L'Mishpuchay Seichem in the Torah does not have a vav. Okay, now, so why am I sharing this? Because L'mais like this, if you look in the Siddur Ekech, listen to
that
this.
That doesn't say how big it is.
What?
Are you using that for a width measure?
The amount of 30 oisiyos. Yeah. That's how wide a dot should be. Yeah, okay, so it's right. This is, I think they talk about that. It's about a tefach, I think it's about that.
Each word?
No. The daf should be like a tefach. Tefach, I think it's about that.
You write with Mishpach, you said three times in the tefach?
Yeah. Right. Tefach. I think it's more than tefach is the shem. I believe. I have to look in the halacha, but listen to this. Very interesting. The Rekech, last week actually, it's falling off a lot. Last week he mentioned that the brachos, all three of the brachos, of Shalei Asani Goy, Shalei Asani Ove, Shalei Asani Isha, have how many words?
Nine.
How many? 9 words. So he says like this, Kumaisha Oimrim, says the Rekech, unbelievable. Kumaisha Oimrim, Gimel Brachais. Test. Just like we make 3 Brachais of Rameir. Test. It's 9 words. So too, says the Rekech, Shitas HaTaira, a line in the Taira, Tzricha Shetei Gimel Pa'omim, Test Oisiyais. So too,
the Leik Shulchan, it seems like
a machalikas. I didn't see anyone talk about this, but this Rekech seems to be going clearly that he holds since 927 ICS.
So without the vav.
Without the vav. Yeah, he's going with the way it says in there. So see, what does Rekech say? Just like these 3 brachas are 999, so too, yeah, the Shittas HaTaira need to be 3 times 9. Then he goes on to say, Lama gimel mishpachas. What's the 3 times? What's the 3 mishpachas? Lafi, shekol olam kuloi, because the whole world, yatsu, came out, mi gimel, came out of 3 mishpachas. Shem, chom, yafes. Right? The world we have came after the teva, after the mabel. Right, the pasuk says in Parshas Noach that came out of Noach. Shem Chom Yafes, Ma'ele Nifred Da'aretz. Right, that's where everything started from. Shem Chom Yafes. So that's why it's 3. Okay, so obviously it's hard to know, but we'd like to try to explore this a little bit and see what we could take out of this. What could this shed light on the brachas? What does this mean? He's connecting the 3 brachas of which are 9 words to the fact that the Torah is l'mishpachay seichem. And Mishpachay Seichem, 3 times is because it's the world is 3 Mishpachas, Sheim, Cham, and Yafas. Well, what's the idea? So, like this. So, we'll start off with exploring a little bit the idea of Sheim, Cham, and Yafas. So the pasuk says, "Vayu b'nei noyach ayoytzim min ateva shem chom v'yofes." Right? Shloisha eila b'nei noyach u'me eila nafza kol aretz. And from these three came spread out the whole world. Comes along on these pesukim and parshas now. Comes along the Malbim and says, "Unbelievable." He says like this: the world is comprised of three groups, three mishpachas. There's three types of people. Ki kitois ha'anoshim sha'omdu ba'olam mibnei noyach yischalku l'shloisha. There's three types of people. Yesh anoshim. Read the words of the Malbim. Beautiful. There are some people sheyivcharu b'chaim hasichliyim. They choose an intellectual life, but more than that, lehisalich l'fnei Hashem, to go and live spiritually, to go in the way of Hashem. Velasik b'iyun, to be involved in iyun, u'b'muskolos, u'b'chochma, v'emuna. They live with emuna, they're living with, right? Uhu ha-toiv, that's something which is toiv. We know there's toiv, orev, and mayo, he says. There's something which is good. What defines good, we've said in the past, is something that brings you close to Hashem. These people are involved in toiv, in closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's their whole life. They're focused on spirituality and closeness to Hashem and emuna and betacha emuna and muskolos and chochma and their mind. Right? They're busy with their mind and that's the lives they're living, and that's toiv, closeness to Hashem. V'zeh hoya midosei shal shem. This was the mida of shame. Shame chom in yofes. That was shame. V'yesh anoshim is the second type of person. Anoshim medinim, people of the medina, sheyivcheru lichya ischaim hamedinim. They want to live a life of the country with laws, nimusim, yesharim. They want to be a good old American, right? An upstanding person in society, right? A law-abiding person, a person like that. They're not involved necessarily in spirituality, but they're not in the shlech. They're good old America. Shuhu ha-moyel, that's considered, he calls moyel. It's effective, right? That has that tachlis, they're able to live, people are able to live with each other because you're keeping the laws, and you're fine. V'zehoi midosei shal yefes, that was the mid of yefes. However, the third party, v'yesh anoshim bahamiyim, there's people that are very into their animalistic nature, they're living lives of bahamiyim, sheyich yuchai ha-taivas va-chukas. These are the shkotsim, right? They're living with, they're not looking to keep the laws. They're just, right? The shkotsim robbing cars. That's right? They're living, they have taivas, they're just living with the taivas. Hachukas harois kebehemus. They're living like behemus. They're with no... Vizeh, they're living lives of just enjoyment. That's all there is. Just enjoy and do what you want. There's no rules, no nothing. No, they're not law-abiding. It's done. That was the midah of Chum, says the Malbim. Right? And then the pasuk ends off, Chum u avi Kanan, right? Kanan came out of, right? V'yan, shebnei noyach hoyu hashroshim l'chol dor, yulod habom achreim. These, right, the bnei noyach were the shroshim for everyone coming out after them. After them, these three are the world is divided into three groups. She ischalku al achas mishloisha. That's what the pasuk means. Shloishel b'nei noach me'el enough to call ha'aretz. The whole world is comprised of three parties, three types of people. There's the shames, there's the chums, and the shame chum and yafes. Right? Okay. So now like this. This is a beautiful idea from the Malbim, but I'd like to just bring out that it is really, now that we have, Kali Yisrael, there's really a fourth level. And that is like this. The way it goes is like this. I'd like to bring this out with a Gain that we've spoken a long time ago in the past. It's a beautiful, beautiful Gain in Parashas Bereishis, on Pasuk and Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey. He points out, it's fascinating, that the first parsha in the Torah is five psukim. From Bereishis to Vayikra Yom Echad. How many words are in this parsha? If you count, it's 52 words. Says the Gaon, but the base of Bereishis is Rabasi. That means that the base is considered as its own word. So now there's 53 words. Says the Gaon, these 53 words is the Bereishis of the Torah, It's Nirmaz all 53 Siddurim, the parshas of the Torah. He says there's 53. There's 53 parshas in the Torah, says the guy. And the 53 parshas are merumas one at a time in order in this first parsha of the Torah. The Torah starts off with the parsha of 53 words, and each word in a row is mechuvan. So he explains the first pasuk and then he stops. But I'll just quickly speak out how he explains the first pasuk.
That's the five sukkumar, each one is
chamishim. Oh, so he does say that the five sukkumar chamishim chamishim tayyar, but it doesn't line up. He does say that, but it doesn't line up. But he does explain the first pasuk and then he stops short. But listen to what he says. He says, the base is neged Parshas Bereishis, because Parshas Bereishis starts with a beis, and it's the world which Bereishis is about with the creation. The world is created with a beis. The word Reishis is Le'umas Parshas Noach, because Noach was the Reishis of the whole world, right? He was he's the father of the world, right? Everyone's called Bnei Noach. He's the Reishis of the world that we have today. He's the Reishis, so it's called. So Reishis is Mechuvin, or Noach is Mechuvin to Reishis. Bora, neged Parshas Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, the Torah is introducing, the main topic is we're introducing, who's the theme, is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is Chazal Darshan, Behi Baram, the whole Bria is for Avram. So that's Baro is Avram. Elikim is Parshas Vayera, because Vayera is introducing everything that starts with Yitzchak and Akedah, and Elikim is the Midas Hadin, Pachad Yitzchak. The theme of Yitzchak. S, it's fascinating, he says S, because the Zera Kaddish Darshan's on the Pasuk and Shmoy, so Yizkir Lekim as Brise, Es Avram, Es Yitzchak, Ves Yaakov, that S is always Tafel. So the three S's over there are Es Avram, Mar Besorah, Besorah was Tafel to Avram, Es Yitzchak is Mar Berivka, the Zera Kaddish says, and Ves Yaakov is Mar Ber, it's two, it's S and Ves, Rachel and Leah, as the Zera Kaddish says. So says the Goyin, the first S is Es HaShemayim, Es is mechuvin to Parshas Chayesara. I'm not sure if he means it because it's Sara, a combination of Sara or Rivka. I have to know what he means. Maybe it's both. Maybe she was being mamshich Sara. I'm not sure what he means. But that's Ace is mechuvin to Parshas Chayesara. Hashamayim is the theme as Yaakov Avinu. Says the Goyin, Hashamayim Ram is Lamidis Yaakov. Neged Parshas told us. That's this week's Parsha, right? And that's all about Yaakov Avinu, this week's Parsha. And that's the theme of told us is Yaakov. The theme of the next parasha, of the next word is ve'es. That's ve'es, beautiful. Is Rachel and Leah. It's parasha Vayetze. Ve'es is Rachel and Leah. And ha'aretz, he says, neged parasha Vayishlach. It's not so clear what he means. He says, it says over there, Vayov Yaakov Luza Asher Baretz Kanan Vayirsh Es Aretz. Something with Aretz.
Ves
Vayishlach. And then he stops, because that's the end of this pasuk. So he stops. He's not Masber, he stops there. It's unbelievable if you make the cheshbon, meaning the themes of the parshas. There's Avram, and then there's Sarah, and then Yitzchak, and each parsha is another theme. And that theme is being merumas in this, in the words of the Beis, Reishis, Bora, Elikim, Ace, Hashemayim, the Ace, Arth. So the rest of the parshas is your job. Okay, so the Maisa like this. This is the guy, so it's beautiful. The Maisa, the question is, what is the meaning of this what he's saying? This week's parsha is Yaakov Avinu, is Shemayim. It's not so clear. What does he mean? This week's parasha topic that we're in, parasha told us, is Yaakov Avinu. And it's also interesting that punkt Yaakov gets two parashias, comes out. Because parashas Vayishlach is Ho'aretz, and that's all about Yaakov. It's very interesting. The other, Avram gets one parasha, Sarah gets one parasha, Sarah and Rivka get one parasha. Right? That's very interesting. And Yaakov's getting like two parashias. And what does it mean that Yaakov and Vayishlach is Ho'aretz? And this week's parasha told us Yaakov is Shemayim, Midas Yaakov is Shemayim. What does this mean? Oh, so perhaps we could say it like this, that I think this is part of this we said in the past. We know the world is comprised of two aspects. There's Ruchnias and Gashmias. And we coin them Shemayim and Aretz. Bereishis Bara Elokim Asa Shemayim, that's our Shemayim, always it refers to Ruchnias. And Gashmias is Aretz, right? That's something which is Yodua, that's known. Yaakov Avinu is very interesting. Yaakov Avinu has two sides, so to say. There's two aspects at the end of the day to Yaakov. He has two names. He's called Yaakov, and he also gets a name later in Parshas Vayishlach, actually. He gets a name Yisrael. But we still have the shame Yaakov. So there's today we have a Bechina, so to say, called Yaakov, and a Bechina called Yisrael. What are these two things? So if you think about it, Yaakov, in the beginning, is called, that's what he's called, Yaakov, right? And in Parshas Tol, this is called Yaakov. Yaakov, it's the pasuk says, Yaakov ishtam yoshev oiholam. Yaakov is an ishtam, he sits in the tents. He sits in the tents. Right? So like this, what is the idea of sitting in the tent? Yoshev oiholam. So I'd like to share a beautiful marsha in Sanhedrin, Daf Kofhei. Marsha says, the pasuk says, Matoivu oyolecha Yaakov mishkanoisecha Yisrael. And notice, there's Yaakov and there's Yisrael. By Yaakov it says, oyolecha, and by Yisrael it says, mishkanoisecha. Why is it that Yaakov is oil? So what's oil? So Rabbi say like this, Moirdek. Says the marsha, the Bumar Darshans, that Matoivu oyolecha Yaakov is referring to Batik Nesias Abatim Joshus. Why? Says the marsha, the milas oil, the word oil, Neumar is said, b'misha marchik atzmoy min iske ha'oilam, said about someone who distances himself, he abstains from this world. V'oisik b'tzorche shamayim. He's involved in the himmel, in spirituality. Tzorche shamayim. K'moy, like the pasuk says in this week's parashah, Yaakov ishtam yoshev ha'oilam. Yaakov ishtam is the yoshev ha'oilam. He's the oil, he's sitting in the oil. The oil connotes the idea of abstaining and distancing ourselves from what's going on around us, from this world, secluding ourselves and just being involved in sitting in the oil in the Beis Medrash and away from the world, no aretz, no gashmias, just abstaining from it all and going straight to Shemaim and being involved in spirituality. That's an oil. The oil is like, I think the pshat is because an oil is like secluding from the world. It's like, put a tent over you, like you're trying to get away the distractions of the world. That's what I think.
Yaakov.
Oh, so like this. So that's Yaakov. Yaakov is the idea of abstaining, not being involved in. And the truth is, if you anyway, so if you think about it, this is really the idea of what the Malbim meant. The Malbim means, the Malbim says that there's shame chum in yafes. Shame, he says, his words are, shame are people people involved in their minds, they're in Meskolis, they're in Shemaim, they're Tzarcha Shemaim, that's shame. Shame is the idea to abstain from this world, not being involved in Oretz, only Shemaim, right? Only Shemaim. Chum is the other extreme, right? Chum is only being involved in Oretz. He's Bahami, he's just following his animalistic, his physical, right? He's living totally a life of physicality. And shame is the opposite extreme, only being involved in spirituality and abstaining from all physicality, going away from it, just sitting in the oil. And it's beautiful. Yaakov ishtam yoshev oiholim. What's oiholim? Says Rashi. Oil shall shame the aver. Shame. Shame from the office. And aver is an anacle from shame. Eh? Shame the aver is all that idea. Yaakov, the idea of Yaakov is to be Yoshev Eholim, to follow the Madrego, to be Mamshech, the Mahalach of shame. Yaakov is a continuation of shame, right? Yoshev Eholim. He was sitting in the oil of shame and aver. That type of life, the life of abstaining from this world, and that's the idea, that's the Bechina of Yaakov, is to abstain and not be involved in Oretz, in physicality, and just total involvement in Sarach HaShemayim. That's oyolecha, Yaakov. It's beautiful. Matoivu oyolecha, Yaakov. Yaakov is the idea of oil. Oh, what's Yisrael? Yisrael is like this. The idea of Yisrael is the opposite. The idea of Yisrael is the ability to conquer over the Oretz in a way that we could now connect Shemayim and Oretz. The two things are not a stira. We could involve the Oretz now in the Shemayim. We could be mechaber the Ruchnis and the Gashmis. We could we can and then through that elevate the gashmis. But to win over the physicality in a way that now we could be involved in physicality, and it's not a stira, to connect the physical and the ruchnis. That's the idea of Yisrael. That's the kisarisa emanoshim atuchol. You overcame the gashmis to the extent that now you could have you could get the gashmis involved and be mechaber shemayim and arts. That's the idea of Yisrael. And that's why Mishkan is secha Yisrael. Mishkan is that the Shechina comes down to arts. The Shechina is able to be involved and be here. Mishkan is secha Yisrael. Yisrael is the idea of being the Oretz, right? That's the idea of Mishkan Aysefi Yisrael. So that's the idea. Yaakov is to go away from Oretz, to only be involved in Shemayim, right? Yisrael is no, to bring, yeah, we could Shalom Aleichem to Oretz, no problem, right? Because it's not a stira. That could be the Pshan the Goyin. Parshas told us, is the Bechin, why does Yaakov get two Parshas? Because there's Yaakov and there's Yisrael. In Parshas Vayishlach is where he gets the name Yisrael. Right? In Parshas Vayishlach, Kisurisa Manash Vatuchel, you call Yisrael, the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach over there. Right? In Parshas told us, is Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ahom. That's Shomayim. The Midah of Yaakov is Shomayim. To be Oyolacho Yaakov, to be Oisig and Oyol, to follow the Derech of Shame, Yoshev Aholim, the Shame Ve'ever, to continue that Derech of Shame, like the Malbim says, to be involved in only Shomayim. Yisrael is mechalish a whole, which is a higher darga, the Sfarim say. But the idea, the madrega of Yisrael is to be mechaber, and that's oretz, beautiful. Is the shemayim, that's ha'oretz. Ha'oretz is the idea of Yisrael, because ha'oretz, we're involved in the oretz, we're bringing the oretz into shemayim, we're connecting the shemayim and oretz. Oh, how do we get to this? How do we get to this madrega? So the way is through the Torah, through the Eisek HaTorah. That's how a person could overcome the gashmis, and now he's able to live with the gashmis, and it doesn't so to say shter him. Nefesh HaChaim and Shardala Preklamer Beis talks about this concept. He says a person that's dovek in the Torah, then the Torah watches over him, and he's not going to fall in the Yitzhahara. He's not going to fall to the Yitzhahara. He says. And he's a person that's involved in Torah properly. He's not afraid of Hanois Olam and the Tanugoisav. He's not afraid. Ki Yitzer Masu B'Yadai. He's in control. L'chol Shayach Boitz Yatenu. He controls things the way he wants it. B'atzal Satan Chenu. Oh, Kol Droch of Naga Or Torah. Everything he's doing, he has the Or HaTorah. Atchegam Kol and Yoni Zal Ilmeim Etzle Binyan Torah. Everything is good. Even though Gashmis is all Kavaldik. No problem. He says that's what the Gemara means in Kedushin. Calls Mansher Tizu al Makasa, Chol Masha Noscha, Shase Masha Noscha, Venata Messiora, Vimatama Vira, Rimala Numi, says so too. It says, Akkadish Baruch, Brasi Zahar, Brasi Tara Tavan. If you're Oisig in Torah, Namsar and Biyodai, but if not, Achman Fah. So this is the idea through Torah. And the truth is that this is the idea of Yaakov, Bis Yaakov Eshu, Bis Yosef Lahava. Yosef, we spoke, I don't know, in this year we spoke with the other times. Spoke about the idea that the Goyin in his Biram Tagoda says that Yaakov is Mishnah and Yosef is Gemara. The idea of Yosef is to continue that idea of Esek HaTorah to the extent that Esek is able to be involved in physicality. He was Mamash Mashbel Chal Oretz. He was involved in Oretz, and it's interesting because Yosef is Midas HaYesoid, as far as I say. And Yesoid, the idea of Yesoid is connection between Shemayim and Oretz, the two opposites. The Midas HaYesoid is to connect Shemayim and Arts, the two extremes, the two opposites, to connect Shemayim and Arts. Kichol b'Shemayim v'Arts, right? L'choshem agdul v'agur v'tzoretz anetzak, right? Kichol b'Shemayim v'Arts, is midas ha'yisoid, kichol b'Shemayim v'Arts, to connect Shemayim and Arts. So that's through the continuation of Yosef continuing after Yaakov. And just very interesting, perhaps, the Gaon doesn't say this, but maybe we could add, what's the next pasuk? What's the next words in Bereishis? Bereishis bar l'kim ha'es ha'shemayim v'es ha'arts. The next is v'ha'arets. The next parasha is Mikates, all about Yosef. We're introduced to Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is continuing with Vilha Oretz. It's continuing the idea of being engaging in Oretz, but it's not a theory because through the Torah, a person is able to connect Shemayim and Oretz together. It's not a problem. We could be involved in Oretz. We're not afraid of Oretz because we have the Torah. Right? Shame was, it was not. Shame was Shemayim. We abstain from this world and we're involved only in spirituality. The chiddush of Yisrael, the the chiddush of Yisrael is to be the ability to connect the two. Oh. Okay, so basically, let's go back. So now, well, let's try to bring it home. We have three brachos. The Sfarim say that we're thanking Hashem that you made us a Yid, Shasani, right? They ask, why don't we say Shasani Yisrael? The brach is that we're a Yid. Perhaps we could suggest that these three brachos, Shlo Yisani Goy, Shlo Yisani Ov, Shlo Yisani Isha, correspond to the three other madrigas, the Shem, Chom, and Yofes. Then we explain that there's a higher madriga, there's another madriga called Yisrael, right? The Shem, Chom, and Yofes, and Yisrael. When we're thanking Hashem that we're Yisrael, we're saying three brachas and they correspond to Shem, Chom, and Yofes, the way the Malbim explains. Let's do one at a time. The first is we make a bracha, Shlo Yisani Goy. Now, when we say Shlo Yisani Goy, what type of Goy are we referring to? What type of guy are we referring to? What are we thinking about? Are we thinking about the upstanding, nice neighbor, the nice guy who keeps all the laws? Or we're talking about like the shaygits, you know, the one who just stole my car a few months ago. What type of guy are we talking about, right? What type? So you have to know. So like this, there's a goin in Yeshaya. The goin says, what's the difference between the word am and goy? Goyim, amim, what's... So his lashon is like this. This is in Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet. It says, "V'ine hefresh bein goy ubein am." What's the difference between am and goy? Ki am yoimar al kibus anoshim rabim. Am is many people. You hamoinim, regular people. Eshaymer hadas, people who have like religion. Or bilti balidas, whatever. All types of people together. A mix of people. Avol goy einoy elo shomrei hanimus kuroi. Goy is said on someone that's Shemer the Nimus. He's an upstanding citizen, right? Afa Yochid Shemer Hanimus Shekablu Harab Yikur Goy. Even a Yochid, you could call him a Goy, because Goy is someone who keeps the Nimus. He's a regular, right? At the bottom, the Nechad Machaber, the Goyin's Einikol, writes is based on this. Maybe you could say that's Pshat. Avimelech said Hagoy Gam Tzadik Tarig, meaning I think what he means is Hagoy. I'm so not a bad person. Gam tzaddik, what was a tzaddik? Tarek? Meaning, Goy itself is a mile. Goy is an upstanding, law-abiding person. A Goy and Gam tzaddik, Tarek. This is master based on the guy. So it's Moirik. Shaloy Osani Goy. This is Mamish. What are we thinking, Hashem? We're a Yid. We're not Yefes. Like the Malbim says. What's Yefes? Yefes is the... is the upstanding law-abiding guy, and on the show, the one who even makes the black party, the black party. Right? He's a very nice guy, right? Very nice guy, right? So, right, that's Mamash Yefes. He's from the Yefes family, like right. He's from the Yefes family, right? Goy is the Yefes family type of guy, right? Law, nice guy, regular, keeps the laws. He won't.
Moses
long on time, doesn't shoplift. There's such a thing, right? So that's Shlo Yisani Goy. That's the word thing Hashem that we're not. Nifer the arts, but not Yefes. Shlo Yisani, you made me a Yisrael. Shlo Yisani Yefes. Shlo Yisani Goy. Shlo Yisani, next one. Shlo Yisani Over. It's beautiful. Shlo Yisani Over. What's Over? That's Chum. Right, Chom, right, what does the Pasuk say? Pasuk says Chom is, right, Chom Huavi Kanan, right? Eved is Eved Kanani, that's what I'm saying. Eved Kanani. Not Eved, Eved Kanani. Kanan, right? What's the order that they can't be, they can't have a society, they have to be an Eved. Eved, the Eved Loch of Yolamai, right? The Pasuk says they're an Eved to everyone else. Shlo Yisani Eved. Beautiful. The Sfar, I don't have in front of me. The Levush says one of the chesreinus of an Eved, of Eved Kanani, is that he's choshar on Gezel. He is not Shemir Nimus. That's the exact simon for the Shemir Nimus, where he's choshar on Gezel. Because Gezel, he just wants something, he just follows, he's breaking the laws. He's not Shemir Nimus, right? He's mamash, he's not a Yefes. He's totally chai beim. He's an Eved. Eved is he's following his instinct, what he wants. He's just living an oretz tikka life, right? That's beautiful. Shlo Yisani Eved. You didn't make me an Eved. You didn't make me from the family of Chum, from that school of that Mahalach. Oh, now let's move on to Shlo Yisani Isha. Shlo Yisani Isha is very interesting. We find that Isha is Isha is the bechin of Yaakov. The pasuk says, "Koysoimar lebeis Yaakov, v'saga lebnei Yisrael." Right? Isha is Yaakov, is the bechin of. We have Yaakov and we have Yisrael. Yaakov is to abstain from physicality, right? And Yisrael is to engage in physicality. That's the difference. We find that Isha is the bechin of Yaakov many times, right? Like we said, Koysoimar lebeis Yaakov. That is, Yaakov is really the hemshech of the madrega of shame, right? Yoshev oyholim, to abstain from the oil shame v'eva, right? So the shalais on Isha is that, and to explain this a little bit, why is this so? Because the for example, the Rekeach speaks out, what's the Isha, what does she not have that a man has? Isha na'ame l'shaych b'limur v'lay b'chol mitzvahs. She doesn't have limud haTorah. She's not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So it's beautiful. The limud haTorah is what enables a person to be totally to have that madrega of Yisrael, right? So it could be an Isha doesn't have that. So she's not the, she's more the Beis Yaakov. She's not the Sagal B'nei Yisrael. And it's also an interesting thing that she it doesn't have all the mitzvahs. Interesting thing. The Gaon says that in a few places, bone places in Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, he says, Odom nechalak l'shtayim, a person is made up of two. He has the guf and the neshama, and the Torah is shamayim, the mitzvahs are bar, this is really not for now. This is a gain, and then Yeshaya says, Ha'odim b'kayim ha'tayim ha'mitzvahs, when a person keeps the Torah mitzvahs, mechaber shamayim v'aretz. We're connecting Shemayim and Arts. The mitzvahs, he says this other places, this concept, Kiyum HaMitzvahs is physical actions and elevating them, right? That's really being the idea is mitzvahs are being mechaber Shemayim and Arts. And Isha has mitzvahs, she had to some extent, but now doesn't have on the level of an Ish. So she doesn't have that level of Shemayim, of being mechaber Shemayim and Arts. So she doesn't have. So therefore, so that could be Shalayas Ani Isha is that Hashem, you made me, you obligated me in Torah, and you gave me all the mitzvahs, which I have the potential to reach the Madrega of Yisrael. Now, we have to make this very clear. It doesn't mean that we're better, like, you know, we're automatically. We're not automatically. We have potential. This could be most of us, we're Yaakovs. We're not Yisraels. I mean, it's not like, oh, Shlois on Yisra. Shalais HaNisha just means that you gave me the potential, meaning the Isha doesn't have that, she wasn't given the myth. We have it, and I saw, the Mepharshim will ask a question, why don't we say the bracha on positive? Shasani Yisrael. All Mepharshim asked this question. The Bach, the Taz, the Berkeis, everyone asked this question. All Mepharshim asked this question. It makes more sense to make a bracha on the Chesed B'Poyel that Hashem did, the B'Poyel that Hashem did for us. She should say, Shasani Yisrael. Right? And one of the Berkei Yosef, for example, he says two answers, but it's really connected. One answer is that Loshon Yisrael, he says, is Loshonism in Berkei Yosef and Siman Mevav. Shaloshon Yisrael moira ala tzadikim. And that could be what we're saying. It's very good because not everyone is Yisrael is a madrega, right? There's two madregas in Klai Yisrael. There's the Yaakov and then there's the Yisraels, right? Now Yisrael is a higher madrega. That's he calls them tzadikim. Brachazu. So that's why we don't just say Shasani Yisrael, because this bracha everyone sang, right? And not everyone is that madrega, so that's why we don't say it. Another thing is he says that we don't say Shasani Yisrael. Hashem never made us Yisrael. We have to be boicher and learn the Torah and do all the mitzvahs to make ourselves into Yisrael. That's his first teretz. But it's all this idea because Yisrael is not just a yid. We say Shasani Yisrael. You know, Yisrael means you're a yid. No, a yid is a yid, right? There's no right. We have potential to become into Madrega of Yisrael, right?
Well, I didn't answer the question, so don't say Shasani Yisrael, say Shasani
Yehudi. Yeah, so that I saw in one place, but it seems like they're all yeah. As I saw one place, someone speak that out. Let's say Yehudi, but the way like I think the way the Bach brings down the question is that you should say Yehudi, and then the Berkeis also they bring that you should say Yisrael. So I mean, that's the they. It seems to be that they're understanding that the bracha is that you made us Yisrael. It's beautiful. The reason is the way we're saying. Because we're thanking Hashem that we're Yisrael and not Yaakov or Shem, Chaim and Yafes. It's beautiful. So that's So just to clarify, it's not like Shlois Ani Isha, like, oh, you know, no. We're all the same Madrega here. We're all Yaakovs. But Lamaisa, I have potential. Thank you, Hashem, that you gave me the potential to reach that high Madrega of Yisrael. So we say Shlois Ani Isha.
Who said that Yisrael is a bigger Milo than Hashem?
Okay, so because the Svarim do say that Yisrael is a hecher.
It's a different job.
I hear. The Svarim do seem to say that Yisrael is a higher Madrega, but because that's also why we're thanking Hashem Shalei Asani. If it's a different job, then why are you saying Shalei Asani?
Because it's special, just like learning Torah. It's
right,
a
I hear.
Job. It's a special job. It doesn't.
No, mean I hear. But I hear that you could say it that way, but they do say that Yisrael is like a higher Madrega. That's what the Svarim say. So I don't know. I hear the way you're going, but I don't. I'm just from the way Svarim talk, it sounds like Yisrael is, but be it as it may, the idea is that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shasani Yisrael, but the way we thank Hashem is not Yisrael, but thank you Hashem that you gave us the potential and you didn't Shleisani Goy Oved and Shleisani Eved and Isha is Shem Chaman Yafas. Those are the three things. Oh. So now we could start to understand the Rekech over here. The Rekech is saying that just like these three brachos are three brachos with nine words, so that connects to that the Torah, the sheet of the Torah is l'mishpachaseichem, which is nine words, and why three? Because shem kamen yafes. So we could begin to understand that we're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu that just the Torah is the Torah. The Torah, limud haTorah, is what brings us to be above the shem kamen yafes. What makes us elevated over Shem Chaman Yafes is through the Torah. Because Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, and through the Torah, we learn the Torah. Learning of the Torah enables us to be above the Shem Chaman Yafes, and that's the connection between the bracha, these three brachas, and the Shita Satara, which is L'mishpachaseichem, and that's which are the three mishpachas is Shem Chaman Yafes. But I think we could take it a step further. Well, let's take it one step further, like this. This is Mamash Moedek. The idea of Yisrael, we're saying, is really the idea of connecting Shemayim and Arts. This idea of connecting Shemayim and Arts, it seems, in the Svarim, is alluded to with the word koil. The word koil, I saw in the Sefer Eiris. Chof, lamed, koil. So like this, I saw on the Sefer Eiris HaGro, I don't know if you have the Sefer on the bottom, if someone pauses page Zion, second Chelek, he brings down from the Avodas HaKodesh. So it says like this, in Chelek, Beis Perek Mamalek. Tzadik Yisoid Olam, Nikra Koil. Tzadik, this is some of the Svarim, talk about this. That Tzadik Yisoid Olam is Koil, Yisoid. Koil is Yisoid. Like the Pasuk, he says, Ki Koil, Bashamayim of Aretz. Right? We said before that the Midas HaYesoid is Ki Kol Bashamayim of Aretz, Ki Koil Bashamayim of Aretz. To connect Shamayim and Aretz is Koil. Says this, it's a Kodesh, Hu Akoysher HaShamayim of Aretz. The word Koil is the idea of connecting Shamayim and Aretz. And the Goyin, and this is an idea which is brought out in a different Svarim, but I'll just read from the Goyin. The Goyin in his Birum Tagodas has a piece on Mayim of Sosim of Simcha. But be it as it may, he says that the words Yifei Noif Misoyis Kol Aretz, the words Yifei Noif Misoyis Koil, allude to the Dalet Minim of the Lulav. Yifei is Esrig, Noif is Hadas, Misoyis Sarova, Koil is Lulav, he says. Who are Lulav? Tzadik Kiyadua. And the Svarim say that Lulav is the Midas HaYisayid. Lulav is remiss to the Midas HaYisayid, connecting Shemayim and Aretz, the two opposites. So that's Koil, the idea. Koil is the connecting. Oh. Now, perhaps we could suggest just a remez. A remez is like this. Very interesting thing. I didn't see this anywhere, but an interesting remez. The word koil is very interesting. We're saying it's moira on the idea of connecting the two opposites. If you take in the aleph base, the opposites, at, bash, right? Gar, the two opposites. The opposite of aleph is at, is tough. Bash, gar, dak, rahat. Then you go in, the two opposites of the aleph base. What does it come together? Chaf and Lamed. Koil. The two opposites, they connect. They're those Chaf and Lamed touch each other, but they're from the two opposites. So it's the two opposites connecting. Perhaps that's the idea. Ki koil b'shamayim of arts. Perhaps that's part of the idea why the word koil is moira on the fact, on the idea of midas ha'yisoid, of connecting shamayim and arts, the two opposites, the ability for two opposites to connect. Koil. And just that's fascinating, the Zatzakenim. Zatzakenim in Parshas by Yishlach, after this is Gishma. After Yaakov wins over. Well, let's read it inside. We have here. Pasuk says. No, I know, but it's just the pasuk. Pasuk says he wins over the Tsar. He gets the name Yisrael. Then he meets up with Esav himself, and he says, Kachnas brechosi, take my bra. Esav, take my bra. Take my bra. Zehuvas loch. Kichanani elakim v'chiyeshli koil. I have koil. It's very interesting. Right? We know this. So I'm saying, Yaakov, bakol, mikol, koil. Yaakov is koil. Right? And because of this pasuk. The Dasa Kenim says an interesting thing. Chiyeshli koil. Pirish, what does it mean? I have everything. Shiyeshli koil atzorachli. I have everything I need. Lolechos nagdecha, to go against you, Esav. Why? Shekvar noilad Yosef. I have Yosef. Yeshli ata eish v'lohova. Lisrif kash alcha. I have eish alhova to burn your kash. I can win over you. So yeshli kol. I have everything I need to win over you. It's beautiful because perhaps there's an oimik here, meaning to say is I have koil. I have Yosef. The midas ha'yisoid. I have connection shmai of arts. I'm not afraid of you, Yosef. I'm not afraid of physicality. I'm not afraid of the Yitzhara. Yosef, the Yitzhara, it's all the same. It's all physicality. Yitzhara, it's all the same. I'm not afraid. I have the Torah. I have the Mishnah Gemara. I have Isaac HaTorah. I'm not afraid. Yeshli koil. I have the ability to connect Shemayim and Arts. Arts doesn't scare me. And just Agav as a Gematria. Yeshli koil is Gematria Kash. Yeshli koil to get rid of the Kash Elisav. There's no problems. So Maisa comes out that we have shame. Everybody's like this. We have four types of people in the world. We have shame, Chom, and Yafes. Yisrael. And then we have Yisrael, which is Mechuna, koil. Right? Which is called. Now, boy, say, it's halfly the fella. It's halfly the fella. The word l'mishpachoy seichem is nine letters. Those nine letters spell out shame, chom, yafes, and koil. Shame, chom, yafes, and koil. You scramble it together, you get l'mishpachoy seichem.
With a vav or
no? No, without a vav. Without a vav. These nine letters. It works. I checked a few times to make sure. I couldn't believe it. I checked it a few times over and over again. L'mishpachoy seichem, l'shem, chom, yafes, and koil. The four. So the Torah, Hashem gave us a Torah. Hashem gave us a Torah. It says, you're learning the Torah. It's wide. L'mishpachoy seichem, l'mishpachoy seichem. L'mishpachoy seichem. Punk, that word is used. L'mishpachoy seichem, the four that we through the Torah that Hashem gave us, We're on the madrega of koil, of not above, not only not chom, not yafes, and not shame. We could say shalom aleichem to aretz, and we like parshas vayishlach is haaretz, and Yosef is v'haaretz, and to connect it all, and that's the bracha of that we're thanking Hashem that we have the potential to be a Yisrael, the madrega, the bechin of Yisrael, and that's manifest in these three brachas that our Meir told us. Shalai Sani Goy, Shalai Sani Ovi, Shalai Sani Shem. Ashkach.